Welcome to your daily devotional for December 12th, gold. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These wise men from the east came from afar to see baby Jesus in the house. They were led by his messianic star to the very place where the Christ child was. They knew him to be the newborn king of Israel and demonstrated faith in him by their efforts and actions. These magi, astrologers slash astronomers by profession, they were not kings, brought gifts to Jesus. So too ought we to bring him gifts, our heart of worship every time we come to him in prayer. Today's devotional will focus on the first of these three gifts listed, gold. And in the following days, we will take the other two gifts in turn. Gold is a fitting gift for a king. Gold is mentioned 417 times in the Bible, that is the King James Version, from Genesis to Revelation. It is called good in God's garden in Genesis chapter 2, verses 10 through 12, and it is a feature of beauty in the eternal heaven of God in Revelation chapter 21, verses 18 through 21. Gold is the standard of value throughout the Bible, as it has been throughout human history, and has always been the bedrock of economies throughout all human history. This particular gift of the Magi had practical value, insofar as it financed the flight of the Holy Family to Egypt. Gold is also applied in the Bible in the spiritual sense. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 11 through 15, we read, "For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire." Your material gold cannot be taken with you, but your spiritual gold will endure. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Do you value Jesus, the living word in the Bible, the written word, as greater than gold? Let us each wisely resolve today to bring golden praises with thanksgiving to God in our prayers, in works of gold, to lay at his feet.